So what do you actually instruct a patient to do in terms of, quote, water therapy?
I have them get a noodle. No, just kidding. Yeah. So actually, I give them a prescription for Evaluate and Treat. We have wonderful area. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's cold there. So when I tell them in the middle of winter that they have to do water exercises, they look at me like I have two heads. But we have warm water therapy. So they learn exercises from the water therapist. And a lot of people will do that. They'll get a little kickboard, and they'll kick their legs. They'll dangle on the wet noodle, and they'll do their exercises. And it really helps get them out and socializing and keeps them healthy as well.
So Kenna, you know, sometimes I think, you know, we've been maybe over, you know, medicated, over scientized medicine and oncology. And I love, you know, to hear these sort of recommendations and ideas that are more sort of complementary in nature. Anything that you've observed like that in general that helps your patients?
It all comes back to the original literature, activity. The hazards of immobility. You don't use it, you lose it. And you need to keep your patients moving. I had a patient that complained of a lot of fatigue and a lot of pain. Well, what are you doing? And he was getting up, eating, and watching television. That's all he did all day. You incorporate just regular exercise, very simple stuff into your normal daily activity, and it's very helpful. It helps with your pain. It keeps you away from risk for DVTs. It helps your bowel patterns because you have mobility. It's keep moving.
So Kenna, they turn around and go, well, hey, you know, I've got myeloma in my bones. You show me all these x-rays. I'm afraid to do things. I'm afraid I'm going to break something.
Common sense is amazing. I did have one patient that she decided she would do her bucket list, and she piggyback parachuted. And she didn't want the nurse to tell me that she did that. And I said, well, I'm glad you got it out of your system, but please don't do it again. And I, you know, you tend to be facetious, and I said, there will be no bungee jumping for you, but just regular exercise. And you need to be careful, and you need to be judicious with your activity, but you need to have activity.